Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Alam natin na ang simbahang Katolika nitong nagdaang linggo ay sobrang abala at talaga namang nag-abang ang mga mananampalatayang Katoliko sa pag-anunsyo ng nahalal o bagong nahalal na Papa o Santo Papa, si Pope Leo XIV. At malugod din itong tinanggap ng mga Katolikong Australian kung saan nga inanunsyo ang bagong Papa kasunod ng dalawang araw na paghihintay sa naging pagboto ng mga kardinal sa conclave habang inalala ng ilan sa simbahan ng kanilang mga personal na pakikipagtagpo sa taong magiging Papa. Ang iba ay nagpahayag ng kanilang pag-asa para sa simbahan sa ilalim ng kanyang paumuno. Para sa milyong-milyong Katolikong Australiano, ang anunsyo ng pagkahalal sa bagong Papa ay dumating madaling araw. Pagkatapos ng dalawang araw ng deliberasyon, pinili ng grupo ng 133 cardinals ang bagong pinuno ng simbahang Katolika at ng 1.4 bilyong Katoliko sa mundo. Pinili ni Cardinal Robert Prevost ang pangalang Pope Leo XIV na maging pangalan niya at siya ang unang papang ipinanganak sa US. Si Ian Epondola na isang Catholic Church youth leader mula Western Sydney at sa panayam ng SBS Filipino, sinabi nito na isang kapanapanabik na sandali ito para sa mga mananampalatayang Katoliko.
At around 3 o'clock this morning, we stayed up to see whether a newly elected pope would arise, and white smoke appeared from the Sistine Chapel, and we were greeted with a new pope, Pope Leo XIV. We continue to pray for this holy man that he will be a fine example of a Christian and also help our faith and all Catholics across the world, and also to inspire young people and all people of different faiths and different religions to be active and promote peace and unity in this world.
At nag-abang din si Father Michael Belonyo para panoorin ang makasaysayang pag-anunsyo. Sinabi ng parish priest mula sa Catholic Community of North Harbour sa Northern Sydney sa ating panayam sa kanya na natatandaan pa nito ang ilang sandali o ilang beses sa pagbisita ni Pope Leo nung siya'y prior general pa lamang ng Order of St. Augustine.
So I was saying mass this morning in the parish, and everyone was just happy in the church, because most of us there in the church this morning were aware that our new pope has been in our parish a few times. He has celebrated mass in that very same altar where I celebrated mass this morning. He has shared morning tea, meals with us in this vicinity many times. So yeah, it's just a blessing to know him personally.
At naito't ipagpatuloy natin ang naging kabuuan ng ating panayam kay Father Michael Belonyo at ang kanyang pagkakakilala sa bagong Pope Leo XIV. Una, thank you so much Father Michael Belonyo from dito sa Broken Bay Diocese. Magandang umaga po, Father Michael.
Magandang umaga po sa inyo.
Unang-una po, alam natin na we already have our new Pope or the Catholic Church leader, Pope Leo XIV or the former Cardinal Robert Francisco Prevost. Una-una po, what was your reaction sa newly elected Pope?
Well, we are overjoyed to hear of the election of our former prior general as the new Pope. We used to call him Father Bob because his name being Father Robert. So we called him Father Bob Prevost. So we're just happy that he has been elected as the new pope to lead the church.
I know, Paul, that you came from, or you're from the same religious order, the Augustinian order. Ano po ba yung ibig sabihin pag galing ka sa Augustinian order?
Yes, so we are a religious congregation. So just like Pope Francis, he was a Jesuit. So we are Augustinians. So we have the suffix after our name, OSA, that means Order of St. Augustine. So, yeah. So, the Order of St. Augustine was actually founded by the Catholic Church. That's in 1256. And that's mainly based in Rome. So, the church gathered all the different eremitical groups who follow the rule of Augustine to form the congregation, and that's why you call it the Order of St. Augustine. We're present in different countries. Hindi ko lang kabisado kung ilang bansa mayroong presence ang Augustinians, probably about 50 countries, I think so. In the Philippines, there are two provinces, one based in Manila, one based in Cebu. Dito sa Australia, there's also a province here of the Augustinians based in Sydney. And Pope Leo XIV has visited our parish here in North Harbour a few times, actually.
Oh, wow. And he has even visited the Philippines.
Yes, he visited the Philippines as well several times, because being prior general, your role is to visit different Augustinian communities. So, yes, we have different moments with him, encounters with him many times. In Rome, in the Philippines, in Australia, in other places.
So you have met him personally po?
Yes, many times.
So what did you think of him personally at yung mga encounters po ninyo? Can you share a little bit of that?
So Father Bob, as we used to call him, he is a good leader. He has been the prior general of the Augustinians for 2 terms. That means a total of 12 years. His presence really left a lasting impact probably on the communities he visited. Yeah, especially for us Augustinians who walk in the footsteps of Augustine, this is really a moment of profound joy and hope for the church. He has a doctorate in canon law. He studied in Rome. And he has a commitment to the search for truth as being Augustinian. And personally, I know him as being a warm person, humble, dedicated to building strong communities rooted in Christ. And when I woke up this morning, I was surprised to hear that he used the name Leo the 14th. So I tried to sort of,
contemplate.
Bakit sa dinami-dami ng pangalan Leo? Actually, last night, I had a very strong feeling that he could be the next pope. So I was asking myself, would he use the name Augustine? So he would be the first Augustine pope. Yeah? But then he chose Leo. So perhaps, this is just my own opinion, probably he used the name Leo. That's because of his defining qualities, where he is, especially his passionate, his commitment to social justice is very strong, a value that is deeply ingrained in both the teachings of St. Augustine and even to the legacy of Pope Leo XIII. And it is likely that his choice of name, Leo, reflects his desire to carry forward the spirit of Rerum Novarum, which is the great encyclical of Pope Leo XIII that championed justice for workers and the poor. I believe that Pope Leo XIV's leadership will undoubtedly be marked by a deep concern for the marginalized, a call to all Christians to engage actively in the mission of justice and peace.
So we can also say that it's a continuation of how Pope Francis has led the Catholic Church.
I think so. I mean, being a canon lawyer, he can be conservative in church doctrines, but he is progressive when it comes to social justice. That's my personal opinion.
Balikan lang po natin konti. Did you hope that the Filipino Cardinal Antonio Luis Tagle would be elected Pope? Because isa siya sa mga favorite
He was one of the strong candidates. And actually, before the conclave, sa mga videos sa Vatican, you oftentimes see Cardinal Tagle sitting next to Cardinal Prevost. They always chat together, because both of them were heads of the 2 dicasteries in the Vatican. So they must have established a good relationship among each other during Pope Francis' time.
So maybe we're looking at the wrong cardinal at the time.
Yeah. And I think, I'm just assuming that they are good friends. They have established a good relationship sa Vatican and time ni Pope Francis. I would presume Cardinal Tagle would still play a big role in the church, in his papacy.
Yes, and I think most of the Filipino Catholics and even the church followers or faithful would assume that, hindi po ba?
Yeah.
Nito po na meron na tayong bagong Pope, Pope Leo XIV. What are your expectations of him and in terms of his leadership?
Well, my expectation would be probably same direction with Pope Francis, there's a strong commitment and dedication towards social justice, working with the poor. The concept of synodality will definitely be applied, not just hindi lang pinag-uusapan, kundi, you live out the concept of synodality. And that's what I hope that na mangyari dito sa term ni Pope Leo XIV. Still adjusting to pronouncing this name, Pope Leo XIV.
Yeah, medyo mahaba po siya. Pero in terms of the global impact, ano po sa tingin nyo yung pwedeng mangyari o magawa? Dahil even prior to him being elected as the Pope, he has visited a lot of countries already.
Yes, that's right. And he has been a missionary in Peru for the longest time. And as a matter of fact, being an Augustinian, he stayed much more time in Peru than in the United States, where he was originally affiliated. I think his leadership will guide the church toward deeper unity, greater love, and a renewed commitment to seeking truth with restless hearts. And I think his election also reminds us that we are all called to embody the gospel with courage and joy, just as he has done throughout his ministry. Mm-hmm. So we just pray that may God bless him abundantly in this sacred responsibility, and that may the spirit of Augustine, Saint Augustine, continue to inspire his pontificate.
And with those words, boy, I'm assuming that you agree with the direction of the church having the choice of Pope Leo as the new leader of the church.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I am hopeful.
Mm. On representation and Filipino hopes, how do you feel about the possibility of a Filipino Pope in the future?
Oh, well, let the Holy Spirit work on that. Yeah, let the Holy Spirit work on that. I mean, it's not for me to comment. It's not for me to,
If it's his will, it's his will.
That's right.
Do you think Cardinal Tagle still have a strong chance of becoming Pope one day? Or other Filipino popes?
Well, I'm not sure. They're almost at the same age, right? Pope Leo XIV is, I think, 69 years old. Cardinal Tagle is 67. So he might have a long years of papacy. Who knows?
Which would be good as well, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yes, it will be good.
What message would you like the new Pope to send to Catholics in the Philippines and around the world, Bob?
Yeah, so I think we'll just be hopeful and let's pray for Pope Leo XIV, that he would be able to carry his task as the new Pope, to lead the church in these modern times, in these times of war, of division, and even of violence. There's war in many parts of the world, and I hope that with his papacy, he can bring change to not only to the church, but even to the whole world.
I know the next World Youth Day will be in South Korea, so we're expecting him to visit or take part in that occasion?
Oh, yes, definitely. And we have Augustinians in South Korea. And he has been to South Korea for sure a few times when he was the prior general. Yeah.
In what way does the new Pope or the election of the new Pope inspire you in your service to the church and personally as part of the Augustinian order?
Yeah, so I was saying Mass this morning in the parish and everyone was just happy in the church because most of us there in the church this morning were aware that our new Pope has been in our parish a few times. He has celebrated Mass in that very same altar where I celebrated Mass this morning. He has shared morning tea, meals with us in this vicinity many times. So, yeah, it's just a blessing to know him personally.
What do you think, Paul, any challenge for the new Pope that he'll be facing within the church or in the world that we have right now?
The division in the church would probably still linger, and that's always probably a constant problem. But then I hope that he can bring his own change to it. And I am hopeful for Pope Leo XIV, that he can bring about change and continue the legacy of Pope Francis.
Last na lang po, your message sa mga kababayan natin who are faithful to the Catholic faith.
Yes, and we'll just continue to pray for the Universal Church. We pray for our new Pope, for Pope Leo XIV, that God may grant him good health and he will be guided and he will be supported by everyone. So viva il Papa.
Viva il Papa. Thank you so much, Father Michael from the Broken Bay Diocese.
Thank you.
mag-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.